So we're still at the rally, and I'm with
Al Hoffman of Cupertino, California.
Cupertino, all right. This is so hot. People, I mean, people are coming up from, like, way, way up Washington. I've met some people from Washington, L.A., and this is crazy. You're here in solidarity with Not in Our Name?
With Not in Our Name and the actions that George Bush has taken to take our rights away from the First Amendment through the Tenth Amendment.
So what is your understanding of the facts in that situation anyway? I mean, so what is your understanding of the way that this war has kind of fomented and is now taken shape, and, you know, what's actually going on in the country right now?
Well, if we're talking about the war on the Constitution, there is a group of supporters of George Bush, the back cabinet, if you will, who have fomented this plan since the early 1990s, and they waited until now to put it into action. September 11th gave them the perfect excuse they needed. During times of crisis, the government's often clamped down on civil rights, but in this case, they're planning on taking them away permanently. I think if people want to preserve their rights, they need to be here in solidarity with Not in Our Name, act up, stand up and protest.
So do you think that there's a certain type of person that has to come out and support these rallies, and, you know, a certain, you know, like, this is, it's too radical, or, like, there's too many conspiracy theorists, and, you know, all this talk of war has only, you know, served to divide people more within the activist community? I mean,
I look around at this plaza, I see all kinds of people, from kids to grandmothers, all families. I see all types. There are people with colored hair. Everybody's here, but there are, if you look at the polls, 50% plus of people in the United States are opposed to the war in Iraq without United Nations support. A lot of those people might be here right here today.
So this is something that transcends age, it transcends sex, and occupation, class, gender.
That's what I see here in this plaza today.
Right on.